Hi there, this is Ann Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive. I wanted to make sure that you knew about my free intro to telepathic animal communication class. It's called Unlocking the Secrets of Telepathic Animal Communication. And you can get the class by just going to my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com, and heading on over to the courses page. Also, if you would like to watch this episode or to check out my extensive video playlist, use the link in the description for the Animal Intuitive channel on YouTube. And finally, leaving me a positive review helps the channel more than you know. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the show.
I'm going to be showing you how you can calm your dog or cat before they go to the groomer, or this can be helpful if you are a groomer, or before you have to leave the house, really any situation where they get stressed out. Welcome to the Animal Intuitive channel, where we give animals a voice through animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with animal experts. My name is Ann Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive. I have been teaching animal communication for over 20 years. I am also nationally board certified in animal acupressure and massage. I also happen to be a licensed clinical social worker, so we have some interesting discussions about human psychology and also how to support the pet parent. My dog, Kane, is going to help us out today, and I'm going to show you some easy acupressure and animal communication techniques to help prepare him. He has to go to have a bath, and sometimes he gets stressed out when we take him to the self-wash place. So this is the perfect opportunity for me to share some of these techniques with you and your pet. I am not a veterinarian. If you have any concerns about any health issues that your pet might have before doing this, check with your veterinarian. There are some situations, very few, that you can't do acupressure. In fact, most situations you can, but if your pet does have any health issues, you might want to just double check, because animals are impacted by our energy. Take a moment, sit either on the floor or with your back straight in a chair with your feet on the ground, and take a nice slow deep in through your nose and then a slow exhale out your mouth. And do that a few times until you begin to notice that your energy is becoming more relaxed and grounded. And then we can begin working with our animals. So let them know as you sit down with them and you begin to do this work with them that through your heart to theirs, that you are having this intention to help them relax and show them that energy by sending them that sense of relaxation emanating from you. Animals are so in tune to us. People sometimes question, oh, is my animal really picking up on what I'm sending them? And I can assure you that there's so many things that go on in your mind and your life that your pet is picking up on throughout the day that you're just not even thinking about it. And they know so much about our lives. I've been doing this for over 20 years, teaching animal communication to people, and it's unbelievable what our animals are aware of that we don't even think about. If you'd like to learn more about animal communication or acupressure, please check out my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com, and check out my Animal Intuitive Academy. You can go there and get my free class in telepathic animal communication to get you started. And you can use the QR code or go to my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. If you want to dive in a little bit deeper, check out my Animal Communication, Acupressure, and Mindfulness for You and Your Pet class. So simply sitting there and slowing your energy, connecting through your heart to theirs. Just go to your heart and feel the love that you have for them and send them that energy, and they will pick up on it. And show a little mini, or play a little mini video in your own mind. And the mini video is going to be that you are going to be doing some nice relaxing strokes on them and showing them that you're going to be touching them on their body. And the intention is to help them to feel more relaxed. Okay, so we're going to start with Kane, showing you this opening that we do to help the animal. And whenever we do these points, we are usually going to have one hand supporting, or just kind of acting as a support. You may not really be supporting their body, but having one hand on one side of the body while you're doing a point or you're coming down the side of the body. Sit with them and put your hand with the heel of your hand on the base of their neck very gently, starting on the right side of the body. Go slowly down their back and just take your time. Go very slowly. And then you're going to go down this outside of their leg all the way down to the lower leg and down past the ankle and down to the outside of their paw. And you're going to want to do this three times on each side. And the next thing we're going to do is called Mo Fa. This is a very relaxing technique, and it helps to move qi, which is energy. And it's also used just to calm the spirit, the shen of the animal. We call that in acupressure or traditional Chinese medicine, the shen, the spirit of the animal. So we're going to do this three times as well on both sides of the body. And you can use that flat palm of your hand that we did in the opening. And we're going to do that part on the part of our hand on the larger part of the body. So on the back and the thighs of especially larger animals. And then you can use the soft pad of your middle finger as you're doing this, as you're going down the body. Especially depending on how small they are, you might use your finger on the smaller animals on their back and on their thigh as well. So whatever's going to be best for your pet, you're going to do a nice, slow, gentle, light, circular motion. It really doesn't have to be too hard at all. And you're going to start at the base of their neck and just go right down one side of the body and all the way down their back. So you're going to do that nice, slow, gentle, circular motion all the way down the back, all the way down the outer side of that leg, and all the way down past the ankle and down to the outer aspect of their hind leg. And you do that 3 times on each side of the body. Watch and be attuned to your pet's response as we do these pressure points. And they may sigh, yawn, lie down, roll over, move away as the energy has shifted. And at that point, you can release the point. And please do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share, and hit that bell so you get notified about upcoming episodes. We're going to begin our acupressure points. We're going to start with kidney 1, and this is also called bubbling spring. Kidney 1 is located on the underside of the hind paw. And we're going to do this on both sides of the animal's body. Find that larger foot pad kind of in the middle of the paw, and it's called the metatarsal foot pad, if you want to know what it's called formally. And then you're going to move to find the edge of that foot pad. So you're going to press on that point very gently, and you can either use your thumb or you can use your pointer finger. You're going to be at a 45 to 90 degree angle, and the length of time that you do this can vary depending on your pet's response, but you can start with counting up to 30 seconds. You may find that you press the point longer as you wait for the energy to shift. Please just stay attuned to your pet's energy and observe their response. This is an excellent point for grounding. I like to start here because it's really bringing them right down to the ground, essentially. Our next point is gallbladder 44, and this is also called foot yin's aperture. It's located on the lateral side of the 4th digit, so the outer side of the paw on the hind paw, and it's right at the nail bed, on the outer side on the nail bed. Now, just keep in mind when you're looking to, if you're thinking, well, wait a minute, which one is the 4th digit? I'm showing you in the picture, but remember that in the video, but remember that most animals do not have a hind dew claw, but that is their 1st digit technically. So you count out from the dew claw, counting that as the 1st digit, or you can just come out from the outside and work your way inward. And that's your 4th one, like I'm showing in the video. There's also a technique called tenting. Put your middle finger on your pointer finger. This is a great point to reduce tension. It can be used in shock, which of course always take your animal to the emergency vet if they are showing signs of shock, but this is a point that can be used for that. And repeat these points on either side of the body as well. The next point is yin tongue, and this is also called hall of impression. This point is located between the eyebrows. It's wonderful for calming the spirit. It's also great for focus, so if it's a great one to use before any training exercises that you might be doing. Next point we're going to do is kidney 27, and it's also called elegant mansion point. You can find this point by moving out from the sternum, which is right at the center of the animal's chest, and go out slightly to where you feel right above the 1st rib of the animal's body. And you're just going to come out a little bit. You're going to feel it dip in. There's going to be a little bit of a divot. And you may be doing this on both sides at the same time. And depending where you're coming from, if you're behind them, you might do this with your pointer finger. You may do that tenting technique, or you might use your thumbs, especially if you're looking at them face on doing this. So it's really just whatever's going to work for you at that moment with that animal. This is a great point for anxiety, and it also helps with respiratory issues. And now to close out with the animal. So this is going to be the same as when you did the opening. So you're going to go along the body 3 times on either side using that heel of your hand, and do this with the intention of reconnecting the body. Place the hand again with the heel of the hand on the base of the neck, and then you're going to go back down 3 times on each side, all the way down back, down past the outer thigh, and then go down the lower leg and down to the outside of the paw. And then show them with what we talked about earlier with the animal communication, connecting in through the heart with your animal, which you already probably are at this point, that this time is coming to an end. You can put your hand on your back to do that. This helps to center them. So at this point, you're going to show them that we're ending this time together, and show them a little movie of this upcoming thing that's going to be happening. So whether it's they're going to be just going for a car trip to the groomer, or you're going to be leaving the house, anything that you want to do this to prepare them for, now this is a good time. Let them know that they're going to be fine, that they're safe, that you love them, and that you want them to feel calm and supported throughout whatever this thing that is going to be coming up. Thank you so much for watching, and God bless.
Listen close. Rub my belly. Rub my belly.